Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hi.
Okay, hang on for Adrian. Hi. Hang on for Adrian.
Sure. Okay.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, you hear me well?
I hear you fine, yeah.
Okay. Any particular theme that you'd like to use today?
Well, you know, on the one hand, you know, the issue of taxes and IRAs, you know, how all that works is probably something that's worth talking about a little bit. And then this whole idea of you know, like if you listen to, you know, Bob Grace's show, I mean, every week he's talking about the idea of, you know, protecting your principal, you know, using, you know, the fixed annuities that offer index-linked interest, the lifetime income guarantees. I kind of feel like, you know, with the market being, I don't know if it closed yesterday under 16,000. I know, you know, at one point it was under 16,000, but, you know, the drop from 18,000
right.
to 16 is a significant right. drop.
Right. Okay, good. I think we should do all three, and I think we should also talk about differentiation, how we are different, and I can do a little
yeah.
of that, so can you. And also maybe we'll put some of this in the context of the election, because this is an interesting election where we can pretty much guarantee more volatility because of the election than in the past, which I'll be able to say that because I can say that in a journalistic way. You'll see what I mean.
Sure.
And then we go on to principal protection. So that'll be the first thing that we do, okay? The principal protection
sure.
idea. Good. By the way, FYI, I'll talk to you about it another time. I did go to meet Linda Leslie. The CPA.
Oh, Lisa Leslie.
Lisa Leslie, yeah.
Yeah, Lisa.
And we'll talk about it. I think we'll see how much response comes from February 16th for people who just want to stay in the area. And we'll know, you know, whether it's worth it to really sit down with her or not. Okay?
Sure.
And I'll look around a little bit more as well. So very nice lady. I saw her space. Have you ever seen it?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to laugh when I say this. It's girly.
Well, it is. It is.
Yes.
I mean, she's a woman, and she has her own accounting practice. And
right.
But she did tell me, you know, she does have, you know, insurance agents and financial advisors use her space to
yes.
do meetings. So this is
yes.
not anything. She probably told you the same thing. It's not
absolutely.
Anything new
she
to her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She yeah. loved that. I liked her a lot. Just funny for me to say it, but, you know, that's who I am. I go in, I'm looking for an office that looks like what your office looks like. So, but anyway,
yeah.
she was very nice, and we'll see if we need it, we can sit down and talk with her. Okay? I just wanted
yeah.
to know that I saw it. All right, I'm ready to go. I think I need to actually blow my nose up with a sound. Very, very nasal. I'm getting a tissue, so hold one second.
Okay.
How do you know her? Do you just met at it was like a business meeting or something?
She is she's a friend of my wife's.
Right. Very successful. There were a lot of people there. It was nice. Okay, so I'm ready to go. Let's do it. Hello, hello, hello. This is Adrian Berg and
Ronald Gelock.
And this is the Ronald Gelock Retirement Power Hour. So, if you haven't heard we're having an election. And I think everybody is asking, not so much how which candidate is going to affect their pocketbook, because the candidates are telling you pretty clearly, each in their own way, what they intend. What I think people are asking is the election itself going to make a difference? And it's very interesting. For many years, when I was writing articles just on the trends when it comes to finance and personal finance, we knew that in the first year of a new presidency, we usually had a good year. And in the time stepping up to the election, we always had tremendous volatility. But frankly, we've never seen historically anything like this. There is so much volatility, and there is so much potential in both parties to make change that nobody, none of the pundits, are able to predict what will happen in the first year of the presidency. There's a company called Ibbotson that does this. They put out schedules of different seasonal events that happen, including the Super Bowl, every single year, decade after decade, and how it affected the stock market. Now, that doesn't mean that we use it to predict, because some of it is just kind of strange, even how the weather, it's like the Farmer's Almanac. But we've never seen anything this volatile for our day-to-day finances. And I am sure that unless you're not opening your statements, and some people aren't, you feel it. You feel it in your bones. And I'm going to throw this over to Ron for a very specific reason. Ron Gielek and Associates has many, many missions, but one of the missions is wealth preservation. And wealth preservation becomes even more important when you're retired or 5 years before retirement, 5 years after, and as you grow older, because you're out of your accumulation years. And so when you have a big, big national event, I think I'm going to call this a world event, like a presidency in the United States, you have to take a look and say, is this by itself going to affect my bottom line? How is this going to affect my IRA, my 401k, the nest egg I put away, even my cash? Is this going to change the strength of the American dollar, what goes on in Washington? And the answer is yes. One way or another, it is. So how can you, little guy, put some preservation, some certainty in what you own? And let's talk to Ron about it, because that's really what he's done 23 years. That's one of his main major missions, is the issue of preservation. So I'll throw it to you, Ron, for your thoughts on this and your strategies on this.
Okay. Thank you so much, Adrian. Definitely everybody is concerned right now, and with good reason, because, you know, it wasn't that long ago where the market was over 18,000, and now we have, you know, the market in the 15,900 range. And people are concerned because they look at it and they say, well, gee, you know, my equities or my stocks are down, you know, 10% or more from the highs. And they're concerned about, well, what if this turned out to be a bear market here? A lot of people who are in retirement or knocking on the doorstep of retirement kind of have a mindset that they don't want to go through another 2008. They can't afford to go through another 2008 or another 2001 or 2002. So our message to clients and prospective clients has been, let's get a little more conservative. Let's get defensive. Let's start looking at strategies that involve thinking outside the box. Because I think that the tired old advice of, you know, don't worry about it, it'll come back, gee, it's only a paper loss, doesn't really cut it in today's world when somebody says, hey, this money in this IRA or 401k, this has to last me another 30 years. So the bottom line is to look at more conservative strategies, particularly strategies that are geared toward preservation of capital, if that's the objective, or income generation, if that's the objective, or both.
Yep. And one of the things that we like to emphasize at Ronald Gielek is that we have a toolbox. I call it a toolbox. And there's a lot of tools in that box. They range from contractual arrangements with insurance and annuity companies. They range from, and Ron can tell you more about this, investments that are volatile in the sense that they are in the market, but they are managed in very conservative ways. They range from arrangements and systems where you can get tax-free income for the rest of your life. They range from the way to cover the blind side that you could get from long-term care needs without paying long-term care insurance year after year after year. And they range from legacy preservation, too. Some people are feeling, you know, they're okay. They've got enough income for the rest of their life. They feel okay about that. They've done a great job with their dollars. But what about their kids? If they live the life they love, will they have anything left for the children? So these are toolboxes. They're not one-size-fits-all types of, well, let's go into a bunch of mutual funds. I'll give you a pie chart, 30% in that, 20% in big caps, and goodbye and good luck. And that's why it's very difficult in an hour show to explain each toolbox or even the ones that are relevant for you. So this is what we do. First of all, we give you a phone number. And that phone number gives you the opportunity to have either a point you in the right direction strategy session on the telephone, come into our Parsippany office, or arrange together to see you more locally to you, whichever is the most convenient, whichever feels good for you. And that number is 800-467-8152, 800-467-8152. So many people have taken advantage of this, and so many people are happy about it. In a few minutes, I'm going to give you a real-life example of what happened just the other day. But take this down, 800-467-8152. But there's more ways of meeting. We're going to be at the Chester Library February 16th at 7 p.m. We're going to talk about the four pillars of successful retirement. And that is what's going on with Social Security. There are changes taking place before your very eyes. We have certain deadlines of April 30th around the corner that you need to know about that can make a big difference, up to $15,000 a year in your pocket. We'll be telling you about that. We'll be telling you what's going on with pensions here in the state of New Jersey. And, of course, our toolbox. So, again, 800-467-8152. And if you like to eat, you're going to like to eat on Route 22 at King Tut, March 3 at 11:30 in the morning. You come in, we have a beautiful lunch ready for you, and we'll go through some of the toolbox ideas. So that's 800-467-8152 for all of this. What I'd like you to talk about for a moment, though, is one of the big issues, by the way, that's going on is taxation. And no matter what is going to happen with the election, you know what the two things are that you can't avoid, death and taxes. And that's going to be the case, period, the end. Always has been, always will be. But we try to help you manage that tax situation. So, Ron, let's throw that back to you as to how you approach the issue of taxation with our toolbox.
Yeah, I'm so glad you brought that up, Adrian, because both you and I have something in common. We're both licensed attorneys, and even though we take a very holistic approach to retirement planning and income planning, that legal training has equipped us to be able to talk intelligently and knowledgeably about tax strategies and tax planning. Now, sometimes people say, oh, well, gee, you know, I have an accountant, my accountant does my tax return. And that's fine. We have strategic alliances with a lot of accounting firms. But when it comes to tax planning, the idea is to look at it and say, well, is there a way, for example, that I could rescue my IRA from predatory and confiscatory taxation? Is there a way that I could generate a tax-free income stream in my retirement? And the answer to both those questions is yes. It does involve a strategy session. It does involve making the effort to say, well, you know what, I'm going to take an hour of my time and I'm going to go to a workshop at the library, or I'm going to go to a live event at a restaurant, or I'm more bottom line oriented. I want to set up a 15-minute strategy session on the phone to see if we can point you in the right direction. And the way I look at it is, you know, your financial health is almost as important as your physical health, and it can affect your physical health. So why not get that second opinion? And that's what we really want to do, Adrian, is encourage people to have more loyalty to themselves, their spouse, and their family than their existing financial advisor, and talk to us about a second opinion.
Yeah, it's very much the case. First of all, I promise that we're going to tell you a little bit of a story. When we come back, we will be telling you a story just about what happened to somebody who loved, absolutely loved their financial planner, by the way, and needed a second opinion. And another story about somebody who had no financial planner and had quite a bit of money. And how did that happen, that somebody who really knew very little about money ended up with so much, and what happened in that case? What I hope will happen in your case is that you will make a phone call, 800-467-8152, 800-467-8152. We're really here to educate. We hear all the time that people make decisions emotionally on fear or greed, not on our watch. On our watch, they make decisions based on education. And that's 800-467-8152. We'll be back and show you how you can get calmer when it comes to how to manage your nest egg just because you're informed. 800-467-8152. Okay, so we can go on to the next one. And I'll tell the story, but then I think I'm going to throw it back to you for your the fact that you mentioned the issue of health. Okay?
Sure.
We'll go on to the health thing. All right, Stu, we're ready. Hello, hello, hello. This is Adrian Berg and
Ronald Gielock.
And this is the Ronald Gielock Retirement Power Hour. And, yeah, I did want to mention one thing. I had told everybody the phone number, the correct phone number. But I think I should mention that if you're calling on weekends, because we do have a wonderful entertainment weekend show at 7 a.m., and I think it's repeated a few times on the station on Saturdays, and, of course, you're hearing us around drive time. If you get a voicemail, don't worry about it. We are welcoming your call. Just give your name, give your phone number. Somebody will get back to you during business hours. And that number again is 800-467-8152. And the Chester Library, 7 p.m. February 16th, you can even walk in. Walk-ins are welcome. You'll be able to smell the coffee and the delicious donuts. Okay, so a story. We had a couple come in, and this was a couple that were crazy about their financial planners. They really liked them. And they came in only because they had come to one of these wonderful seminars. Actually, this was one that Ron did. And we noticed something that was extraordinary to us. They had a lot of money, a good deal of money, in a variable annuity. And this variable annuity meant that their money was in subaccounts in mutual funds. And they said, you know, this is great. And I said, do you know that the mutual funds can go up and down just like any other mutual fund could? Oh, sure, they said, but don't worry about it. We're not worried about it because we have an arrangement within this annuity that it really can never lose. We have a special rider. Well, we looked at it, and in addition to everything else, in addition to other fees for this, they were paying $10,000 a year for this special rider, when there are other types of products that also provide something similar with sometimes no fee, sometimes 1% fee. But more importantly, and this was the real thing that bothered me, they didn't really know what they owned. And why didn't they know what they owned? These were very smart people that had started from scratch, Ron, under scratch, all right, and made this money by the sweat of their brow. And the fact was, why they didn't understand it was just because they liked their financial planner. Whatever the financial planners did was a yes. They liked and they trusted. That doesn't mean that these financial planners were bad people, venal people. But they just had a limited number of products that they were able to offer them. Well, of course, they took care of it very, very quickly. And one of the things they had to do was they had to liquidate this. In other words, they had to go to cash so that we could sit quietly and make the right decisions with them. Well, they called the other day to say, boy, are we glad we did that, because they would have had so much loss in the past few weeks that it really would have made them ill. So you talk about physicality and how health and wealth are important. Well, health and wealth are related, Ron. They have to do with each other. If you are not financially secure, it can make you ill. If you have an illness, it can make you financially secure. And that was brought home to me very quickly by these people who were not young. It would have been devastating if a change hadn't been made, and it was hard for them because they really had to stand up to people that they liked. So I'm going to throw this over to you, Ron, about how we protect people from a health point of view with our toolbox and from a peace of mind point of view by some of the things that we're able to help them with and educate them with.
Right, right. Absolutely. And, you know, Adrian, it's so interesting that you tell this story, because a lot of our listeners, I'm sure, have some type of variable annuity product that was sold to them by their broker, and they think that, gee, they have a 6% guarantee. They remember their broker telling them that they had a 6% guarantee. And I hate to say it, but in my opinion, a lot of these variable annuity products are what I call smoke and mirrors. And here's what I mean by that. The bottom line is the funds are invested in mutual fund-like sub-accounts. And so when someone has one of these programs and they want to know the truth about how does this really work, I'll typically run a report from Morningstar, which is well known for analyzing mutual funds and annuity products. And I almost get sick to my stomach when I see somebody who's paying 3.56% a year in fees and expenses, you know, on $100,000, that's $3,500 a year. On $1 million, it's $35,000 a year. Now, let's say you do that for 10 years. How much have you paid in fees and expenses? The number's really obscene. And so what's amazing, when people find out what they're really paying in fees and expenses, they're shocked. And then when we show them that there are no load or low cost alternatives that will actually protect their real money, protect their principal. And yes, they can still have a feature that guarantees lifetime income without trading away their lump sum for a pension-like income. But what's really interesting is we have programs that have features that say, guess what? If long-term care comes into your life, if home health care is needed or assisted living, your income doubles. People go, well, what are you talking about? I've got pre-existing health conditions. I can't get anything like that. Guess what? We can help you get those benefits. Now, is there a catch? Yeah, the catch is there's a 24-month waiting period before the benefits would kick in. You know, is there an extra cost to have that, what we call income doubler for home health care feature? Yeah, extra cost, 0.1%. So sometimes, Adrian, I'm fond of saying people don't know what they don't know. They put blind faith in a person, and they feel like, well, gee, I've been with this person for 20 years. They've made me money, so it would be somehow disloyal to get a second opinion. Well, you deserve a second opinion.
Yeah, and I will tell you, that second opinion, you can do 15 minutes with us, and we'll know right away if it's something that you want to come in. But when you do come in, I give you fair warning. If you come in and see me, everybody laughs, you're probably in there for an hour and a half. Why? Because I really want to see everything that has to do with your future. And one of the things I'm proudest of is this. We do visioning sessions. I do a visioning session. What will your retirement be like? for people who aren't yet retired or are already retired, but they want to make some changes in their life. And that visioning has to do with where you're going to live, whether you're going to have a second home or not, whether you're going to be near the kids, whether you're going to learn how to Skype and FaceTime with them because you're going to stay far from them and they're moving. Do you want to be a volunteer, a volunteer, where you travel for volunteerism? We have something called the Ageless Traveler. If you want to travel and you have mobility issues, your life gets enhanced in more than your money. And the number is 800-467-8152, 800-467-8152. We're going to come back because Ron told a story that made him mad. I'm going to tell a story that made me mad when we come back. And don't forget to meet us at the Chester Library February 16th at 7 p.m. And I will be at the King Tut on March 3 for lunch with you guys. And you get all of these reservations, of course, complimentary, to hear what we have to say and how we approach things in a fun atmosphere. I am the cheerleader for successful aging. So when I come back, we're going to talk a little bit about health again and as it relates to money. 800-467-8152. Health as it relates to money and why I am so hopping mad when we come back. Okay, we can go on. I'm ready to go. Hello, hello, hello. This is Adrian Berg and
Ronald Gelock.
And this is the Ronald Gelock Retirement Power Hour, and I made a promise. By the way, one of the things that I like to say, a little story that was told to me by a friend. Her mom was not such a big cheerleader. My mother would always tell me I was the best, the most beautiful, even if I wasn't. So I always grew up that way. But her mom was a little bit more sour, and she would tell her the following. You may not be the most beautiful girl in the room, and you may not be the smartest girl in the room, but you could always keep your promise. And even though my mother would never have said anything like that, every time I think about it, I get inspired. Because I truly may not be the most beautiful girl in the room, and I truly may not be the smartest girl in the room, but boy, keeping my promise is in my control. And that's another thing about Ronald Gelock and Associates. We don't make promises we can't keep. And that means we let you know the truth about what we're offering you. So that a year later, after you've done it, you didn't come back and say, hey, you didn't tell me. So this relates to being hopping mad. I've been researching all aspects of Medicare and the promises that the government has made because I was at the Washington Conference on Aging, and I was there as a delegate, as a press delegate, and I'm going to be again at the American Society on Aging in March. And promises were made to keep this sacred, Social Security and Medicare sacred. So I've been looking because there have been changes. Right after they said it was sacred, changes were made within a couple of months. And we're going to be including those changes in our presentations, in our financial live events. One more time, the number 800-467-8152. So as I'm doing my research, because I'm writing a white paper on this, I see that a fairly active company that sells annuities are also writing these papers. And I want to know, what are they suggesting that people do in order to cover their health care costs? Should Medicaid and Medicare get diminished? All right? So I'm looking at it, and what are they suggesting? Something called a SPIA, a single premium immediate annuity. What is an immediate annuity? You give your money away, and you get a lifetime income for it. But you gave your money away. So this immediate annuity simply means that right away you're annuitizing your money. It isn't yours anymore, but the guarantee of lifetime income is yours. It's a trade. Now, there are certain circumstances, particularly as an elder law attorney, that could work, but very few, very few. And to mention this as a huge alternative for your health care shows me only one thing. One, somebody wants to make a commission, or two, somebody doesn't have anything in their toolbox. They just don't have anything else in their toolbox. And I'm going to throw this over to Ron because I want you to talk a little bit, Ron, about the blind side that you write about in your book, Fear Factor, which stands for False Evidence Affecting Your Retirement, which all of you can get free of charge if you go to ronaldgeelockandassociates.com. ronaldgeelockandassociates.com, and that's Geelock is G-E-L-O-K. And for those of you who go there, you can also get a 12-session free webinar online. If you're all wired and you like to learn online, you go to ronaldgeelockandassociates.com. But you get a copy of the book, and that really deals with this issue of being blindsided by healthcare issues and what you could do about it. And it isn't giving your money away. Okay, Ron? Go right ahead.
Sure. Well, you know, we have, I guess I'd call it a logical sequence in our planning process. And it doesn't always start in the same place for each person. But in general, we'll talk with people about estate planning and the fact that if you live in New Jersey, you have to be aware there's a New Jersey state estate tax starting on estates over $675,000. And guess what? If you happen to be leaving money to nieces and nephews, there's an additional tax called the New Jersey State Inheritance Tax, which can be an extra 15%. So we want to get people focused a little bit on estate planning, dealing with those taxes. And then we want to focus on investment planning. We want to focus on what's important to a client about making sure that that their money lasts as long as they're destined to last. But you could do the best estate planning in the world. You could do the best investment planning in the world. But if you ignore the issue of what if a catastrophic illness occurs later in life, all that good planning could be for nothing. Why? Because let's say your spouse passes away and then your health gets so bad as to require care in a convalescent facility. Well, guess what? Medicare isn't paying for it. Or I should say Medicare's coverage is very limited, meaning they'll pay the first 20 days at 100%. They'll partially pay days 21 through 100, but that's if and only if you have a three-day prior hospital stay and you need a skilled level of care. So basically you're on your own, meaning everything you own is subject to being spent down until there's $2,000 left. So the idea is to say, well, if long-term care or an illness later in life is going to affect or impact 7 out of 10 retirees, wouldn't it be prudent to plan ahead of time for that possibility instead of doing crisis planning at the last minute? So we want to show multiple strategies as to what would be the best way for an individual to deal with this issue. And it does not always involve spending thousands of dollars a year on long-term care insurance. So that's the message, Adrienne.
Yeah, and many of the products we have are ones that people never heard of, like single premium, long-term care insurance where they can pay once and get covered, like types of insurance where if they don't need the care, they even get their premium back, like some embedded annuities, you mentioned it before, where there's a multiplier of the income you might get in the event that you were needing long-term care. So we have all of that, and we have help for people who already have an issue, a health issue, and people who are perfectly healthy. And they're very, very different solutions for different people, each with its own trade-offs. And I can guarantee you one thing, you'll understand when you walk out the door. And that's why it's time to really hear about it. And you can do that very easily by calling us for either a face-to-face appointment in Parsippany, our flagship office. For those of you who are snowbirds, we also have a Florida office. And for those of you who are local to our listening area right here on 1450 AM, we will meet in the convenient spot for you. And, of course, we always meet in our live events. The phone number for all of this is 800-467-8152. February 16th is the next one that I'm going to be holding at 7 p.m. at the Chester Library. And then the second one is coming out on March 3 at King Tut on Route 22. We're going to have lunch together. So that's 800-467-8152. And Ron has seminars constantly all over the New Jersey area. 800-467-8152. All right, so I want to talk a little bit more about health. Many times you'll hear that holistic health care, and then, of course, the financial industry has picked up on that, and they call it holistic financial care. Well, you don't know the half of it around here. We are looking at people who want to age successfully, not just people who want to have money. And that costs a lot, and I'm going to be blunt with you. I just came back, and I'm going to be visiting in California in 2 weeks, an institute on longevity. I'm a financial gerontologist. That means I study not just money, but longevity and how money is spent as you get older. And it's not only spent on critical care or long-term care, which Ron talked about, very, very expensive, but it's also spent on prevention. Why is it spent on prevention? Because very little prevention is covered. Now, we also know what is covered by Medicare. There's some new things that I'm going to be talking about that is covered for prevention on Medicare, which is a good thing. Very few people know about it, and the federal government has said, and I get emails about this from the Department of Aging of the federal government. Did you know there was such a thing? There is. Saying, tell people on your radio show that Medicare has certain prevention that they never had. It's only in the past 6 months, and I'm going to tell that to you. But by and large, the money for prevention comes out of your pocket. So I want to know what you can spend your money on that's really worth it. And these institutes on longevity are coming up with incredible new, hopefully not just trendy, ways to live longer or live healthier. It's called HALE, Health-Adjusted Life Expectancy. We don't want to just live longer. We want to live more healthfully. And we know what's going on. It's part of the lives of our clients, in our newsletters, in our discussions with people, to turn them on to what's going on in cognitive fitness, what's going on in healthcare, what's new that really is making a difference. There are medications now that people want to take that are very expensive. I guarantee you, you're going to have to take and pay for out of your own pocket. Have you preserved enough principal? Have you taken enough risk out of your financial bottom line to be able to live HALE, a health-adjusted life expectancy? Not just longer, but healthier, better, more rewarding, more thriving. And when we come back, we're going to talk about some of these things, some of the things that our clients have told us that they're really, really interested in. And what makes us different from other financial planners or RIAs? What even is an RIA? I'm not even going to tell you what that stands for. Ron will tell you what that stands for when we come back. Because it makes a big difference as to what kind of company you go to. Frankly, more different than after you've retired than before you've retired. Many, many people who work have a 401k that's limited by their employer. And they don't need much of a financial planner. All they can do is put, and they're happy, they put in money, they have matching funds, and they have a limited choice. What hits them is when they leave that employment. Now what? Well, we'll talk a little bit about what an RIA can do for you in just a moment. Hello, hello, hello. This is Adrian Berg and
Ronald Gelock.
And this is the Ronald Gelock Retirement Power Hour. So, you know, I'm going to give you the challenge because differentiation is not an easy thing in business. What makes us different from other planners? And there are overlaps, of course. So what is an RIA? I don't think people even know what it is and what it means to them.
Well, Adrian, RIA stands for Registered Investment Advisor, and, you know, this is a capacity that we function in as investment advisor reps of a registered investment advisory firm. So what the heck does that mean? It means that we have an entirely different, higher standard of care that we're legally obligated to follow than, how can I put it, the guy at the bank or the person at the brokerage firm. And sometimes people will say, well, what are you talking about, Ron? I mean, I thought that I deal with a financial advisor at a bank or brokerage firm or online. It's all the same. They're all showing me stocks, bonds, mutual funds, annuities. Isn't this all commoditized? And the answer is no, 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 no. And why do I say that? Because there's a difference between what's called suitability and the fiduciary standard. Suitability just means that the financial advisor's obligation to you is to recommend something that, in his opinion, is suitable for you, and if he disclosed the risks, meaning the risk that you could lose your money, that's where the legal duty ends. Now, the fiduciary standard is an objective standard. It's similar to the standard of care that a trustee has to trust beneficiaries or that your attorney has to you when you're working with an attorney. And that standard is to do the right thing. But beyond doing the right thing for us, it means transparency and costs. It means you should know exactly what it costs to operate a portfolio. I had people in the office yesterday, Adrian. They were shocked when they found out that the expenses in the mutual funds that their retail stockbroker had recommended to them were averaging 2.5% per year. And so our objective in doing the right thing is to look for opportunities to lower costs, lower fees and expenses, and at the same time, if reducing risk is important to a client, we want to look at strategies to reduce risk. So it's a huge difference. Not all advisory firms are the same. That's why it's so important to get your strategy session or come to one of our live events.
Now, I'm going to give you the number again and then tell you another kind of differentiation. 800-467-8152. 800-467-8152, either for one of our live events, next one February 16th at the Chester Library, one of Ron's many wonderful luncheons and dinners that he offers, or for myself, we're doing a luncheon at King Tut on Route 22, March 3. But, of course, we can meet near you or in our Parsippany flagship office. 800-467-8152. Two quick things happened yesterday. Just in terms of differentiation, one of the young ladies who had come to one of our library seminars actually had a great deal of wealth. I told you that I was going to tell this story earlier in the show. And how did she get this wealth? It was entirely inherited. And it was entirely in cash. And she had sat on this wealth, a lot of it, out of fear. She really had her own money, her own pension. She didn't need the money. She felt, though, that she had some degree of stewardship. She should never, ever lose the money. And for years, anything that anybody was explaining to her, she would never do. So it was in cash for years. And it took me about 6 hours to explain some possibilities to her. And she said, I'm so sorry I keep asking you questions. I'm so sorry. I said, no. You're like an enabler. We're codependent. I love to explain these things. I would rather write about them and educate you than anything else. And she started to laugh. But that's a differentiator. I'll sit there and we have a team. Not only do we sit there with you, we sit there with each other every week and talk about it and look and see what is the best thing for the client. And the other part of it was, another client, all the same day, she also had a fair amount, not that much money, but a fair amount, an appropriate amount. We generally can do the best when people have at least $250,000 or more to work with us. And she said, Adrian, I want to understand this. I've never been able to understand my own finances. My husband is 10 years older than me. I know I'm going to have to take care of myself, but I only want to start with a very small portion of my money. and she got the same 6 to 7 hours. By the time she had made a move, and she did take care of one of the things in our toolboxes, she was like a professor. She walked out of there, and she was able to answer any question anybody would have thrown at her about this particular tool that we were using for her. And that's very important to me. And if you want to know, if you want to have the strength and the peace of mind of understanding what you do, just come over and have a session. And as Ron says, we look at the fees you're paying. We look at a portfolio analysis of how risky your portfolio is, how much you're owning the same types of things and you don't even know it, that you're not diversified. You'll learn all this by calling 800-467-8152. And, Ron, let me throw this back at you about that issue of diversification. So many people come in with 100 mutual funds, but they all own the same stock. Can you explain that to everybody?
Yeah, absolutely. The whole idea, in its most simplest terms, is not just don't have all your eggs in one basket. We know that much. That's the theory behind diversification. Gee, because if you drop one of the eggs and it breaks, you still have the other eggs. But here's the scary part about this. I feel like there's a perfect storm brewing. And I don't want to sound like an alarmist, but if I don't be forthright about this, then people will say, well, why didn't you tell me about this ahead of time? But if you look at it and you say, well, in one sense, the equity market or the stock market appears to be have peaked in its current cycle. You know, cyclically, it's typically, you know, every 6-7 years or so we hit a bear market, all right? And at the same time, bonds are now positioned or poised to lose value as interest rates go up. So when I say perfect storm, if you have a situation where your equities or your stocks or your stock-based mutual funds go backwards, and at the same time your bonds or your bond-based mutual funds go backwards, that's not a good situation to be in. So that's where diversification involves looking at alternatives, and not just alternatives from the security industry, looking at alternatives that actually offer meaningful guarantees.
And you know, Ron, this is what we mean by toolbox, and it's amazing, but we're out of time. This is the Ronald Gelag Retirement Power Hour. We'll talk to you again, but please come visit us, 800-467-8152, and get out there, kids, and make it happen. Okay, another one in the can.
All right, well, that's good. Let me ask you this. How much time do you have?
I don't even know what time it is.
It's 8:48.
Okay, what do you need? We're good.
Nothing in particular other than just to finish the conversation in regard to the accounting office that's in Clinton there.
Right.
You're absolutely right. It's not the same decor as Parsippany. But I think when you do an event in Hunterdon County, to be able to say to people, listen, I would recommend that you take the ride. It's a 40-mile ride, 45-minute drive if you're not driving during rush hour, and come to our main office. But if you feel that, oh, my gosh, Parsippany, the other side of the world, I'm scared to death of driving on an interstate, you know, or I have a disability and I need to meet locally, well, you know, we have strategic alliances with accounting firms and law firms across the state. And if you'd like to meet locally, we can do that. So that's kind of the way I would position that.
Right. I agree. Now, what is the deal? In other words, Stuart found, they're not Regis, but those kinds of places where you could rent on a daily basis or an hourly basis, in case even that's not a good place. In other words, Clinton is Clinton. The Chester people might even prefer Parsippany. Who knows?
Chichester is not far from Parsippany.
Right. The King Tut people are different. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm referring to. Chester people, it's pretty easy. They can get on Route 10 and take that right to 287, and boom, one exit up, they're on, they're in Parsippany. Like, there's a,
right.
it might even be a good idea for the Chester Library event is to just maybe have a printed, Google Maps or MapQuest direction on how to get to the Parsippany office from the Chester Library, and then they would see that, oh my gosh, this is only whatever it is, 19 miles, 22 miles away. It's not that far.
Mm-hmm.
But Lebanon is a different story. I mean, when you're doing something at King Tut, you could lose half the crowd in terms of half of them not being willing to go all the way
right.
to Parsippany.
So how do I make the arrangement with her? Do you make the arrangement? I don't know what she's expecting. I just went to see the space and shake hands.
Right. Basically, what she said to me is, well, look, have Adrienne stop by my office and meet me and see the space. And if she feels that would work, that my office is appropriate for her to conduct meetings, let me know and we'll talk about I didn't even ask her what the hourly rate is, but I asked her, well, do you, when you have other insurance people use your office, what do? You charge an hourly rate? She says, yeah. So I didn't even bother asking her what that was until you saw the space and made a determination that, certain people would be comfortable meeting me here. Now, sometimes what you can do, too, is you can say, you can conduct the first meeting with somebody locally, and then you can sell them on the idea of, why don't we have our follow-up meeting in Parsippany? I know it's a bit of a ride, but, we have the full resources of our staff and our systems there, and I think it'd be good for you to meet me if I'm happen to be there, whatever you need to use to maybe get them to do meeting two in Parsippany. And some
right.
people will still be like, oh, it's too far. And it's okay. If they have $2 million and they want to meet in Lebanon and they're comfortable with you and you're comfortable there, well, then fine. I mean, it's just kind of what I would say a stopgap measure until we see, how much demand is there in,
right.
In Hunterdon County or Warren County or the whole area,
I did speak to her a little bit more now that I recall. I could call her. I'll certainly ask her about costs and compare it to the more, the rental things that Stuart came up with as well, because we don't need to have just one.
Honestly, if there's a Regis-like place that is on, let's say it's on Route 22 and it's, in Hunterdon County as opposed to being, say, all the way over in Bridgewater, well, that might be better, and I don't really care. It doesn't matter to me if Lisa Leslie says, oh, well, you know what, it's $25 an hour to use my office, and some other place that is more commercial, like a Regis alternative, says, oh, guess what, it's $50 an hour
right.
to use the office. What's more important to me is making a good impression
right.
on the client. So, if you're meeting with a 75-year-old widow, Lisa Leslie's place might be absolutely ideal and
I
could get
it.
The right
love
feel.
It. So
somebody
one
else,
thing, There was one other thing about her, and I spoke with her about it, and I think it's a good thing, but I didn't do anything other than ask. We have, you notice that my clients are like all engineers. They look at me, they become an engineer. And it works for some reason. So a lot of them are saying to me, hey, I'd like to project what my taxes are. And I say, when I retire, and I say, well, go to your accountant and you project. And if they go, so either they'll say, I have no accountant, or the accountant doesn't know what we're talking about, or they'll go to the accountant and he'll bring in his brother-in-law, which they don't say, but I'm always concerned about that. And his brother-in-law happens to sell annuities. So I asked her, what if we needed something that was accounting work so that we could do a better plan for somebody, or even if it's projecting the taxes for, let's say, New Jersey estate tax. And she says, sure, you know, we can give you a nice price here because she's a very good business lady anyway. And I thought that might be a service. Now the client has to pay for that. And it may be that they don't want to pay for it, you know, in the middle of their planning. But some might, if it was reasonably priced, to get a better idea of how much of a longevity gap they really have. Because they're projecting, oh, I'm going to need $120,000. But they don't think about it as that's got so how much tax how much do they really need? Maybe they need $150,000, taking taxes into consideration. So that's one good reason, though, to work with her. Because if she'll give a reasonable price to throw that into the package, for the once they buy an annuity or they buy something, now they have still got plenty of money left. And maybe at that point they want to continue with us and have a better future projection. So I was thinking that maybe to talk to her about that kind of pricing. And she said she'd be happy to work on a case-by-case basis and let us know what it would be. So that was just a thought, because it made everything even more comprehensive for the client.
Well, yeah, I mean, if a person, let's put it this way, 9 out of 10 CPAs, if you talk to them about annuities or life insurance, they have an anti-annuity and an anti-life insurance bias. They tend to think, immediately they jump to the notion of a high-cost variable annuity.
Right.
Or immediately they jump to the notion of, oh, an immediate annuity, there's nothing left when you die. Or your view of life insurance is, well, just get the cheapest term insurance you can find and you don't need life insurance when you're a retiree.
Right.
And so CPAs in general that are the client's CPAs are not really our friend.
Right.
So the idea, if you have the engineer and he's specifically asking for that, I think you could say to her, hey, you know, I've got a client. Here's what he wants. If we were to, you know, kind of subcontract this work to you, what would you charge to do a report that shows this? And if this goes well, we're happy to, you know, refer the client to you. And, gee, what do you charge? Let's say I have a retiree couple. And, you know, maybe they have $80,000 to $120,000 of income, and it's not a particularly complicated return. What does your firm charge to do a 1040? That would be good to know also.
Right.
So
I think I should have more of a conversation with her, because, as I said, she's very busy now. You know, it's a tax time for her. But I think she'll sit down for a few minutes and discuss that.
Especially if you position it this way, too, that, hey, Ron asked me to get back in touch with you to talk about, you know, our possibly referring clients to your firm and what the cost would be for me to meet with a client at your firm. So now, you know, what is it? What does any accounting firm want to hear? Oh, you want to refer clients to us?
Right.
You know, usually they're worried about, oh, you want it to be the other way around. And it's like, hey, I'm not really interested in her client. It's like if the relationship develops to the point that she wants to refer, okay, that's fine. But I don't want to start off on the foot of, hey, who can you send me? I want to make it clear, like, you know, we have more than enough clients without needing her client. But I want to make it more like, you know, we may be introducing clients to you who need an accounting firm.
Right. No, I definitely will do that. Anything else on your list? I only had two real quick things to tell you. Both, you know, no big deals. I just want to know if there's anything else on your list.
Well, just in the sense of you know, you're super, super busy. And one thing that to be mindful of is that it generally, you want to plan out a seminar, you know, 4 to 6 weeks ahead of the event.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I know we have the King Tut thing and we have the Chester Library thing, but then it's going to be like, I don't want it to be like, oh, we forgot to plan the next event, and then suddenly we decide the end of this month or the first week of March, oh, we need to plan the next event. So now the next event's the middle of April. So I wanted to, like, kind of be mindful of that.
Well, that's a great thing. We have, okay, very quickly. I made an event April 2nd, just so you know. That's with the Monmouth County people. But
oh, yeah.
It's mostly to introduce me to them, but we'll get in. You know, it's like a library in the sense that I got to be very ginger about it. So I don't call it an event, but I'm going to be seeing them. She said it's a big crowd. So that, you should know that. Then I also consider the Napa Valley an event. Remember, it's a Ron Clark event. So I'm spending all Thursday of this week doing the slides for them. And I figured out how to do that. It took me a long time, but I know what I'm going to show them. So that's an event. So that's February 23rd. Then, you don't remember, but from the radio we have an event. It's a Saturday in March. It comes with our bye. So we have an event there. But you're right. For the ones that are direct, so I have more than you think. But but if we have an event, you're right, I must plan. Now, the March 3, we have another one already. We have March 10th. It's one of those dual things for a spillover where we don't have to pay if we don't have enough people. So there's actually two in March if we had a lot of people calling. But you're right. I will work with Georgianne to do an April one, or I won't have my pipeline. You're absolutely right when it comes to that. I also have put together a list of people to call. So I'm getting into it, you know, I'm getting into this whole concept here of what to do. And you're right, if you hadn't mentioned, I probably would not have realized, gee, April is around the corner, because I'm so focused in March and all that. The last thing I want to tell you, and we'll talk another time, is an old
The other thing, and the other thing to not overlook, right, is you're going to California. The majority of the attendees there, I think, will be from California. So adding the non-resident California insurance license is something to not overlook. Not hard to do, but it's still something that it'd be nice that you're able to say, hey, you know, we're licensed in many states across the country. I'm licensed, of course, here in California as well as on the East Coast. And that's something not to overlook either. It's just
So tomorrow is a day I'm devoting entirely to that that event, and I'm going to I will look into it that very day. I don't know how fast I can do it, but even if I say it's pending or whatever, that's going to be useful. I agree. Anything
and
else?
And then how did this Stan the Annuity Man get his way into what was it, ASI's newsletter? Is that what he ended up in?
No. If it was ASI, it would be good. I would know what to do. It's Porter Stansberry. It's one of Porter Stansberry's many, many newsletters. So I already wrote to Rich, check it, asking him to do some digging for me. But I will also tell you that when I get to the Oxford Club, I bet you they know.
Oh, so yes. Like I said, this guy Stan was at the event they did in St. Petersburg, which is their investment U, which is like their big annual conference.
Right.
And, you know, I think, I don't know what he did. He had, I think he had a luncheon, and he had a booth, and, you know, he was promoting himself.
Well, I'm going to find out. Look, he paid them a ton of money, believe me. This is all pay for money. But I'll find out from Julia Guth, who heads the Oxford Club, to what's going on over there. I didn't want to be like that before I opened my mouth and gave them what they wanted. But as soon as my speech is good, I'm going to start digging on that one. Okay. Anything else? I just had one small other thing.
No, that's it.
Okay. I had a client who's a Keller Williams. This is not to become a client of ours, although she may. But she moved right near Naples, and she's starting a commercial real estate practice in a fairly big Keller Williams office. And I told her what we do. And I said, look, we've got an office there, which I've never seen and know nothing about. But she said, oh, it's very interesting. Two people just moved into Punta Gorda across the street from me, and they're from New Jersey. And they're snowbirds. And I thought, well, maybe we can do something. Maybe we can get some referrals from that. But I don't know how unwieldy that is, because I don't know what that office is like and whether it helps us or how you use it. But she's...
What, as far as Naples goes?
Yeah. I mean, should I pursue her for referrals for people who are actually living there? Or only for snowbirds? What would you like me to tell her?
I'm sorry. I kind of like got back in the car and the Bluetooth cut out and then cut back in, so I didn't hear the last thing.
What I asked was, this is a Keller Williams office where I have a friend now who was a client of mine, and she's willing to refer clients to us, and a couple of the people are from New Jersey. But do you want people only from New Jersey, or should I tell her that we come out there a couple of times a year? And I don't know how you use your Florida office.
Well, it's gotten to the point where really at this point I'm just using it for, review meetings with existing clients. I found it to be too, I don't know if cumbersome is the word, but too challenging to go. Because you know how it's like take the Axelrods. My goodness, you meet with them, four times, five times before you kind of get everything positioned the way it should be. And that's kind of tough when the meeting means I have to get on an airplane.
Right.
So, it became too difficult. So I kind of keep that. It's really kind of, at this point, like a Regis setup in the sense that if I need to meet somebody in Naples, great. I'm going to reserve a conference room, and I'm going to meet them there. So, for example, when I go down there, I actually have some meeting there Friday of next week. So, but it's just too challenging, I found,
to
do that.
Good. So I'm just going to tell her it's an accommodation office, and if she has people from New Jersey that happen to be snowbirds down there, she should refer them to us. We'll see them in New Jersey, and we'll have an accommodation office for them when they go down there and after they become clients. And that's it. That's all. I just wanted to get the view of how you use it because, why pass up a referral source if you don't have to? And that's nice.
Well, yeah, and, here's something else to consider. It's kind of like if you look at Naples and you go, okay, well, Naples is a 40-minute ride from Fort Myers, and Punta Gorda is like a half hour north of Fort Myers. So then you're talking, all right, it's about a 75-minute ride.
Right.
We're talking about 100 county people not wanting to drive 45 minutes to Persephone. So,
Got it. Okay, good. So we're on the same page, and I will deal with both California and Georgiana on the next seminar. That's terrific. And I did want to remind you that I've decided that if you are going to give me appointments from your seminars, I want to do what Cam does, and that's be at the seminar.
Oh, well, all right. Well, next week, for example, and again, we've got two events that are at Maggiano's in Bridgewater. And so I think, off the top of my head, I think, I don't remember if it's Tuesday or Wednesday or if it's Wednesday and Thursday. But
check it out, because I made a lot of appointments for next week by you. So I don't know if I can even do, but certainly starting when I come back, because I do think I need to bond with them so that they do come in and they don't cancel the appointments and all that. And that's a good thing. That's all. So I'm getting into
the
program.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Good.
Yeah, that's
Have
great.
A great day, and I'll talk to you.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.